I think our couple name is just like SJ.
SJ?
Because JS sounds weird.
SJ. You want to put your S first before the J?
It just sounds right. It's literally the Shari and Javen like podcast. Like it's just
why is it not the Javen and Shari podcast?
Do you want it to be?
No, it's just SJ sounds cool.
Yeah, SJ sounds more like a thing. But anyways, all right. Stop looking at me.
All right, everybody. What's up? Welcome back to the SJ podcast. It's your boy, Javen.
It's my Shari. Baby girl.
Oh, you jumped the gun a little
bit. I know. My bad. We're up early this morning.
Running around. We got Dash up under us.
Yeah, but we won't spend too much time on that. Any life updates, Mr.
Javen? Let's hop right into some of the stuff I've been up to lately. So lately I've been working on a video that I shot some content. Me and Shari went out to Beverly Hills and we ate at this really cool restaurant.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we created some content and I put together a little video. I'm on my Anthony Bourdain type shit right now, so it'll be done pretty soon. Outside of that, me and Shari took a little road trip this past weekend and we headed out to Joshua
Tree. Yes. Oh my gosh. So first and foremost, we camped out there. It was interesting because I seen a very strange animal. Javen was out stargazing and I had to stay back with Dash because one, it was freezing. Two,
33 degrees.
Two, there was animals, like literally like coyotes running around. We seen three. We fed one, even though we probably weren't supposed to. We didn't like hand feed it, but we like left the food out. When we seen the coyotes, I was like, okay, Dash cannot be running around here, even on a leash, because I feel like the animals around there hunt at night.
It's the wild, yeah.
And literally the animal I seen was so, like, it looked like an anteater.
It was probably like a badger or something like
that. No, it was not. It was not a badger. It was weird. I had seen it on Explore and I didn't screenshot it, but it was that exact animal. And apparently they're like all throughout. Are we in the Northwest?
Excuse me. My bad.
We're in the Northwest.
I don't even know, to be honest. We somewhere geographically.
We're in the West Coast. But yeah, so that was fun.
Let's give a little more detail. So let me tell you this right now. So Friday I got off of work and I came home like, let's go to Joshua Tree. And she was like, oh, okay, yeah. And I'm like, you know what? We're going to get up at 4 o'clock. Get ready. We're going to head out. Fast forward, we end up waking up at about, let's say, 9 a.m. So we missed that 4 o'clock cutoff. And we wanted to be packed and hit the road within about, like, say, 5:30. We ended up leaving the house at 2:45 p.m. We were so behind. We were doing this and doing that.
And, like, the stuff we were doing, though, Javen was literally cutting his hair. We didn't pack. Like, we didn't even go through our clothes and finish washing all of them because we had to, like, wash maybe, like, 3 loads of laundry. We were, like, 2 out of 3 done. And yeah. Fast forward, it's like 1 o'clock and we're like, oh my God, we have to get better at time management. Mm-hmm. This is ridiculous. But that was an eye opener. So we ended up going on a last minute camping trip out there.
So before we leave, I'm like, hey, I don't feel like driving back. And she's like, what? I'm not staying the night there. I'm like, let's stay the night. Let's be about that life. Let's go out there and let's camp.
Be outdoorsy people.
Yeah. Like we can sleep in the car. Right. I'm driving. So I'm like, I'm not going to drive.
Yeah. He's a trooper.
2.5-3 hours back. And do a turnaround trip because we wanted to make it to the sunset. So Shari was getting upset with me.
Well, and Javen's been really wanting to do a sunrise photo shoot.
I want
to
do some astrophotography.
Yeah.
So like a time-lapse video. So you record like the Milky Way and the stars.
You got some good pictures,
I got some great pictures. But it was a full moon, come to find out. So it's the absolute worst time to go out and do astrophotography. It was literally dark, but it was illuminated because of the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's going to be a new moon coming up soon. So I'm going to probably try to make it to that. But so Shari.
Wouldn't that make it worse, though?
No, new moon means like the sun.
Oh,
and the moon,
it's like covered.
It eclipses each other. It's like pitch black out. So Shari was getting upset with me because we weren't going to make it to sunset. She wanted some sunset
I'm a
shots.
Sunset person. Like, I love the, like, the orange and, like, the cotton candy-looking skies. Like, I don't know. I feel like it fits more my aesthetic. He's more of, like, a sunrise person. So we like kind of got to do both.
I wanted to do a little everything. But I was like, hey, grab your pillows and grab some blankets. We're going to camp. She's like, I'm not camping. I'm not staying out there. No. And she's like, And then I kind of talked her into it. So she halfway agreed to it. So she bought one little measly blanket. And I was
and
like,
Dash is the one who ended up taking it. He was all bundled up to the point where we were like shivering. I'm like, I can't take this from him.
Yeah, we couldn't take it from him.
And
I thugged it.
He was, I don't know. I feel like Dash was a little, not scared or anything, but he knew he wasn't home. And he kept looking at us like, are we really staying out here?
Yeah, he was like, when are we going to leave?
Yeah, he was like, I want to go home. But we ended up staying out. It was fun. So now we know how to prepare next time.
But there's more details to the story. So we stayed out. So on our way there, it's kind of funny. We stopped at Carl's Jr. and we're like, we're hungry. Let's get some food.
Oh, my gosh.
And then
right.
I haven't been to fast food in a while. Same. So we go through the drive-thru and I place my order. I'm looking at the menu, scratching my head like something seemed off. We got two meals.
$20 for a meal.
We got two meals, right? I order and end up being like $35.
Like, no, it was like $38.
I was like, bro, y'all. I'm like, wait a minute. Hold up. I was like,
we could have just got food from a restaurant.
I'm like, wait a minute. I could have gone to Applebee's or something, two for 24. And so I'm like scratching my head. Like, they had like a 3-piece chicken strip and they wanted like
$15. Like, yeah.
I was like, never mind. So I just drove off.
We haven't eaten fast food in so long. So since everything has gone up in price, I think fast food has gone up. And I was asking David, I'm like, does McDonald's still even have a dollar menu?
I was like, I think that got buried a long time ago.
Because that was a good plug. Yeah. You know, if you really had to get fast food. And mind you, we haven't eaten fast food in like years.
I'd be sneaking eating McDonald's fries sometimes. I ain't gonna lie.
When I say like we don't,
I got the app.
Yeah. Well, I don't
eat
fast food. $1.29
any size. Fries.
I will say McDonald's fries slap. Yeah. You can't really go wrong. They have the best fries out of all the fast food fries. I don't care what anybody says.
But to bring things to full circle, we went over to In-N-Out Burger, and so we got two double meals and an extra fry. We only paid like $25. I was like, yes.
Yeah.
And so
but then we had I was supposed to bring. I was supposed to bring some wine so we can like chill and tell ghost stories and just do like fun little camping things. And I thought Javen said to pour it in something. So I just mindlessly poured it into something. He's like, you didn't bring the entire bottle of wine. I was like, no, I thought you told me not to. So then we had to go back to the store.
Yes. So,
and we got some stuff.
At this point, we are in the park already.
Yeah.
And I'm taking pictures, doing this. It's about 9 p.m. And there's still people out. Don't get it twisted. There's still a lot of people out and about at Joshua Tree at night. But so we're there. We're taking my pictures. We decided, okay, we're not going to drive back officially. We're going to stay. And it was so cold already. It was really like 30-something degrees.
Yeah, it was literally 33 degrees.
I was in shock. But then I had to really think, okay, this is the desert. This is winter in the desert. And it was just a storm. And it was snow out in Joshua Tree.
Dude, imagine when it was raining, how it was out
there.
There
was a bunch of flood signs all throughout.
Oh, there?
Yeah, it was a bunch of flood signs.
It was probably a lot.
So it was pretty bad, like a monsoon or something. But, yeah, so we ended up going to a store. I spent like $45. I got like two big tall cans of White Claws and I got three pack of Modelos and I got a bunch of random snacks.
Also, can I just say I think I hate beer now.
Yeah, I can't do
it. I don't think I can do it. I can do a White Claw for sure, but I cannot do. And only because White Claw is like a spiked, like it tastes like water, like carbonated water.
It's easy to go down, yeah. So it's not like that crazy.
I'm officially at this point in my life, I cannot drink beer anymore.
Yeah, beer is pretty interesting.
I'm a wine person for sure, though, over beer. Yeah. But, yeah, so we ended up going back to the store and...
I don't smoke Mary Jane anymore. And so I ended up like, you know what? It's been a while since I smoked something. So I bought a pack of Swisher Sweets. And I had my beers in my Swisher Sweets. And, oh, man.
He hated it.
I ended up drinking that stuff, y'all, and I was smoking the Swisher, and I was inhaling it. I probably wasn't supposed to. My head started to spin, and I was playing, like, early 2000s music.
Dude, I'm like, are you going to make it through the night?
She was like, you good? And I was like, yeah.
The way he was inhaling it was like, I'm like, you're not supposed to inhale it like that.
Yeah.
And I was thinking back, because back in the day when I was, like, being a bad teenager, me and my friend, her parents used to like, own a dispensary and they used to always have like Swisher Sweets and like all these like Black and Mild, like random stuff. So me being curious, I tried it with her and it would make me feel like so lightheaded, you know? And I was like, I'm laughing because I know exactly what you're saying. You feel like you're literally spinning, like your head is spinning.
Yeah,
it's not really a good feeling. I'm like, why do people like this?
Yeah, I was very like...
Lesson learned.
It was cool at first. One second. It was at first, but as I progressed to inhale and drink, I started to feel good. Then I started to feel like a little bit of nausea.
Yeah.
And then like my headache. Head was spinning. Not really a headache. I was crossfaded off the cigarillos and a beer. So now I know why people be like, they want a pack of cigarettes and some beers. Because
I know exactly what's going down.
It's a cheap, easy way to get lit.
I will say that like drinking beer from the draft is not bad though. Like when you get it from like the actual bar and it's like good quality beer, like, but from the can, I don't know what it was. I was like, this tastes like throw up.
Yeah. And so outside of that, we were like, so I was driving from spot to spot and we were just trying to find a spot to stay. And originally this place we were at first, before we left to go to the store and get the beers and stuff, was the best spot. But it was like
overnight camping there.
Yeah. So we went to like, it was really nice. There was a lot of cool spots. It was just so darn cold. And I didn't realize that there's black bears and there's mountain lions in Joshua Tree. Yeah. So I was out there by myself, my light, and I'm on and off, running around.
It did feel like good waking up in the morning, and it was like breezy and like fresh, crisp air.
It was real fresh, like deep freezer fresh.
It was nice.
It was deep freezer fresh.
I just really wish that we had the proper things. Like we should have had hand warmers. I literally, I was convinced. I'm like, no, we're just going to take night photography and we're going to come back home. Like, I literally thought that we were going to do that.
We were icicles in the whip because I had a big ass, tall, long jacket, right? That it goes down there to my ankles. Shari was in the back seat laid out, Dash in the front seat with all the blankets.
I had to use Dash's little tiny, not even a twin size blanket.
Because she wanted to.
He was bundled up into the point where Dash has this thing where he's tired, he can get a little vicious. And I'm like, also too, he's like our baby, so I want him to be the most comfortable. And the way he was looking, his eyes were all like fake dreamy, sad. He was like, you better not take this blanket, B.
He's like, I'm not an outside dog.
Yeah, and we were like, all right. Fine. So we turned the heater on and then it was fine.
I had to turn the car on, do circles in the parking lot to heat it up because it was, I'm like, is it snowing outside? Like, I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Like,
and there was snow in the mountain. So Dash was able to touch snow for the first time. He wasn't scared of it at all. He walked right into it like he'd been there before.
Yeah. Cause I ain't gonna lie, a couple of times I woke up and got outside the car and I seen some coyotes that I'm like, oh, these ain't too small.
Like they will it's literally like a German shepherd take Dash in a second.
And be gone full stride. And I'll have to chase down a coyote in the cactus.
Well, because
forest.
We were letting him just, you know, free roam because it's an open space. And I don't like to restrict him so much just because he's a dog and to always have him on a leash. Because I want to build up that that type of camaraderie with each other where like we can, where he listens and, you know, he trusts us out in public.
Yeah.
So he did really good until there was a human that approached. And he has this thing where he really likes to play with humans. So he'll like run up and I don't think he realizes
he'll
like
challenge
he can't
you
do
in
that
a little playful
time.
Way. Like he'll run up
like
to
when you
pounce.
Were chasing him around.
Yeah. So, the next day
he was running inside caves and stuff. I'm like,
oh no,
Dash, like,
whoa.
You can tell you have not been outdoors. It is not safe for you.
Yeah, so the next morning we woke up and we found a couple spots and we started like to start the vlog and shoot some videos and take pictures. And so we hit a trail. And like Shari said a little bit earlier, like Dash met snow for the first time and he just walked straight in it and was doing this thing sniffing. He has this thing like I know dogs' perception and sense of smell are like way heightened compared to like humans. And so he peed on every single bush.
Oh, my gosh.
And I know he only pees on stuff to mark over other, like, animals' pee. So he's like...
I think that's how, like... Well, sneezing. That's how animals communicate with each other. We don't know what is going on in their brain when they smell that. It's got to be crazy. What if they literally have, like, a moment where they can visually see the animal in their brain? Like, we would never know.
What if he's being funny, like, you outside dogs, and he's just peeing over their pee?
No.
Like, Dash was here.
Dash is kind of mean to other animals.
Dash was here.
Yeah, it was fun, though, and I'm glad that we did it. And I'm glad that Dash was able to go. I think that he was outwalked. He was like, okay, I don't want to go anywhere.
There was a point, so, like, the next day, because we got up at, like, what, 4 or something, 5, and we watched the sunrise from the car, kind of, and, like, it was still cold, so we was waiting for the sun to come up.
I feel like we were just so proud that we did
that.
That
we stayed overnight and we were alive. Like, I'm alive.
Jaylen's like, we're officially outdoorsy people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but I'm seeing all these campers of people with their prep. Like, people have, like, their
People had these big old backpack things.
Yes. Like, oh my God. Yes. Out. So out there, people like go rock climbing. And what they do is like they set up like a bed thing attached to a rock really highly elevated. And then they'll like eat lunch there or take a nap there. It's like a whole thing. I think it's more like a hobby.
Yeah. They like to dance with the.
But I would be down to learn how to like rock climb if I had the proper safety measures.
You see, there's a difference from like, you know, here's like death. And then there's a line. Then you can tiptoe on like a tapped line. Yeah. They like to do that. You know, even skydiving is pretty crazy. But rock climbing, if you fall, you fall.
Oh yeah. And that's gonna hurt you. Oh, if you survive it, you're gonna be in so much pain.
Maybe it's not a black man sport. You know. I didn't see nobody black out there, I'll tell you that. We was probably the only black people out there doing what we were doing. But yeah, so like I said, we climbed a couple rocks, you know, we elevated a couple feet, but we wasn't like literally on top of the boulders.
No, and obviously we had dash, so we couldn't go too high. But yeah, that pretty much wrapped up our weekend.
We did a bunch of photos and videos, like, so Shari already started to unload some of her content already. I'm sitting on mine like a gold mine.
And the pictures I posted, it may look like it was warm outside when I was in that like rose gold color dress. It was literally freezing. Like, my nipples felt like they were going to fall off. Like, they were so freaking.
Like I said, it was 33.
And then we had to, like, change in public and stuff. So, like, there was cars driving by, but it was so cold to the point where it's like, if you see my ass, like, it's whatever.
It was 33
and windy. All, like, everybody else is in, like, long sleeves, like, ski gear almost in there. Like, look at these. People
I'm out there
pictures.
With it at a point. I got a jean jacket on, no shirt under, and some tight jeans.
And we're like, between every picture, we're like, okay, you ready? Take off my jacket, and I'm like, but it's like I'm laughing because I'm like literally smiling in my pictures and stuff. And then the behind the scenes, I'm like crying. I'm like, it's so cold.
Yeah, it was crazy,
but it was worth the pictures though. Like, pictures are memories that you can keep forever.
I'm kind of mad I didn't vlog the first night when it was, like, so cold. And we were, like, low-key in survival mode.
Yeah.
We were like, what?
Okay, well, we were also figuring out what we were going to do, but we should have vlogged that part, too.
Yeah. We should have did it.
Lesson learned. We know how to move next time.
Just pull the camera out and just shoot.
Exactly. Even when it's, like, a catastrophe. But let's move on to our topics. Are you done with your update?
I'm kind of done with this. Yeah, we can move on.
All right. So these are just random new trending things that I found online. So apparently there was an African wildcat captured in Ohio and tested positive for cocaine.
What? So what, for one, okay, there's a couple
this
things.
This was in Ohio.
I always hear a bunch of things about Ohio.
I know. What is up with Ohio?
I don't know
what
the joke is about Ohio, but a couple of things run through my mind. What does the African cat do in Ohio? Maybe it's like an exotic pet. Two, why is it being tested for cocaine? Why is it being drug tested?
That's so true.
This is like the Cocaine Bear movie or something?
Maybe, because like when they got that African cat, maybe its eyes were all like spazzed out. Maybe they probably had to test it for like obviously rabies, but then like other stuff.
Maybe it came from, maybe it came from a drug dealer's home who has like tigers.
True.
And a bunch of other pets.
You see that stuff in movies, but I think that the stuff Florida that like they that. Show in movies has a little bit of truth in it.
We took a trip to Florida. We were
hang gliding,
and we were out in this middle of the wilderness, pretty much. And these the land that we were on, the owners were saying like, "Yeah, oh, there's a bunch of neighbors here. They have a bunch of exotic pets. There's tigers, and you hear literally the tiger."
When
in the
we were in the sky,
you could see the compound.
He was like, "Oh, do you see the lions?" And they were literally roaring, and I'm like,
yeah,
whoa.
Bro. And little Dash is on the ground with the people.
Running around. Dash really, he is so confident.
I bet you they smelled them. They was like, vroom, like, oh, I'm like, what is that?
Dash was worried about the chihuahua that lived there too much.
Yeah, he was tripping.
So Spotify debuts its TikTok style music discovery feed. So apparently now on Spotify, you can post like, everybody's trying to steal TikTok's vibe.
So what can you do on Spotify? You can post music videos?
So, yes. Yep.
Or like Instagram
videos?
So you
can, so it includes a vertical scrolling home screen that resembles TikTok and Instagram. So they're saying, is this a good move or nah? I feel like everybody needs to get off of TikTok's D. Everybody's copying.
So the thing is, they're going to remove TikTok by the summer, I think.
Stop! So no!
That's kind of why I pulled back a little bit from TikTok. I think there's a multiple reasons why they're trying to do this. allegedly, you know, they have the China thing, and then also there's big tech are trying to get rid of TikTok and use the China thing against them because a lot of advertisers are leaving like Instagram and YouTube and all these other places, and they're advertising on TikTok. So TikTok is making all the money.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to band together. You know how people do in real life. If you can't defeat an enemy, if you have a common enemy, people like to join together to take down a common threat, and then they'll sort it out between each other after the fact. And so Facebook, Meta, and all these people are mad because they're not making a lot of money, and TikTok is taking all the money and all the advertisement and all the engagement. People are on TikTok, so they're going to use the communist China thing, and they're going to try to be like, oh, they're spying on you too, blah, blah, blah.
But what I don't get is they say that TikTok spreads a lot of false information. Technically, all of these social media apps spread false information in general. But can we all admit that we get our news from social media?
Yeah, we do.
Like, who the heck is turning on the news anymore? Remember back in
Fox
the day
News, CNN.
When we were younger, that was like a whole thing. Like in the morning, like grandma or mom would have the news on, and you'd be getting ready, eating your breakfast. Like it was a whole situation. But now you can just go online, and that's where everybody gets their information. So I think it's like you said, I think it's more of a personal.
Well, there's a lot of social media channels and outlets that are more big. They're bigger and have like a wider audience than like actual like CNN and.
I think that they're starting to get a little jealous of how fast social media has widespread, and I think that it's come to a point where they can't control it. Mm-mm. It's so uncontrollable now, like, at this point. So moving along. So apparently, if you guys want to have Nick Cannon as your baby daddy, you can go on a new game show where women will compete to have his next child. So what's this, like, kid number 20?
Yeah, he got an interesting
situation.
I honestly
don't know what to even say about this subject anymore. I'm kind of just not even surprised at this point.
So what I would say that my dad has 13 kids. I'm one of 13, and so I can see a little bit how it is. But at this point now, he's like advertising his meat.
Yeah.
So to the most
it's
loyal,
a little sick.
Devoted bidder.
Oh my God, he's father of 12.
Yeah, so he's finna be 13. Yeah, I don't know.
Honestly, even if I could afford to have 13 kids, I would not want to.
Girl, that would be some stress on
your body. The max I think I would ever have is 4.
At some point, it's going to be like...
Somebody in the comments says it's going to be like Oprah. You get a baby. You get a baby. You all get babies. It's like, we know how you have babies. So don't tell me that you're this like...
So in the end, so they're all competing to mate with him pretty much.
Literally to hook up with him. And
he's like, you know what? Since you all did so well... Everybody
it's a whole
wins.
Mess.
You get a participation award. You don't get the baby, but you get to sleep with me.
There's no way that one person could be a father to all those kids conclusively the way that they need it.
Yeah.
All right, so the biggest ever lottery winner, Edwin Castro, scoops up mansion in Hollywood Hills. So $2 billion he won, right? Mm-hmm. And he bought a $25.5 million home. Is that a good investment in your opinion?
Yes, due to inflation and keeping your money in the bank, it's a good idea to invest in some property.
Would you stay in California?
No.
I would not. I'd be out of here.
But it's a good investment. Who knows? That house may be like, you know, he paid
It's in Hollywood Hills.
Yeah, it may be like $36 million in a couple years.
So apparently he got $997.6 million after taxes.
Dang, they took $1 billion from him in taxes?
Somebody said, congrats to the government for winning the Powerball.
Yeah.
Is this like a game they play on people? It's like, oh, you win, but hold on. We need half of your...
So he literally didn't even get half.
Yeah, no.
He got like 49 to 48%.
Honestly, if I won $2 billion, the first thing I'm doing is buying property. I just have to figure out what would be the best
I'm going to buy an place. Island. I'm going to call it Javens Island.
Well, you could afford to at that point.
Yeah,
I'm but you'd have island. To scope the scene of the island and actually like stay there to see... All the ins and outs.
There might be some...
Critters,
too, but it might be some indigenous people there.
And so. I mean, I feel like your money would just stretch so much further. And I think because if you haven't been a billionaire, you would still have that mentality of, like, let me manage this well. Yeah. You know, and I don't feel like my money would go far in Hollywood Hills. Even if I did have billions of dollars, I would want to keep that, you know. Anyways... So there's a beach in Japan where snow, sand, and sea meet. Did you know that?
Oh, I've seen that on Instagram. It's beautiful.
It's called Hokkaido Beach in Japan. I would definitely want to go there.
That'd
it's
be
probably
dope,
like a super touristy attraction.
Oh, it looks pretty cool,
yeah,
too. Yeah,
it's
seen
so
that.
Dope. That would be cool.
It's like a drone shot haven.
Yeah. So,
Wait. Did you guys hear about the four Americans who crossed over the border in Texas to go and get, like, some medical supplies and apparently some type of, like, a woman had to, like,
Wait, so Americans went to Mexico to get medical supplies?
Yeah, apparently they went to get some medical supplies, and one of the women of the bunch, she had got surgery down in Mexico, so she was going for a follow-up visit.
Like plastic surgery?
Yeah, and she got... Pretty much, they all got kidnapped pretty much soon after they crossed the border, and they were like, their van was shot up. And long story short, two of them were killed and two were rescued. And yeah, so it was like some cartel violence stuff going on. It's pretty crazy. It's pretty
so, like, they knew of these people or something? Like, how did they get stopped at the border?
So I guess it's a level four. I forgot what they call it. Something level four, which is the highest level of like a do not travel type of, like, you know, restriction of ban, but they still do it. And so allegedly the cartel thought they were a Haitian, some type of Haitian gang. So apparently there's some type of like stuff going on with like Haitian gangs or like whatever. So they were like thinking they were drug mules and crossing over in their territory.
Oh my goodness.
So they were, there's a video of it too. Like they were like pretty much pulled out the car and thrown into
a lot
like
a truck. People like who live in SoCal, they drive to Tijuana all the time.
I hear
go
a bunch
to
of
like
stories.
Restaurants and like come back.
Yeah. So Tijuana, I hear bad things too, but the Texas border is like,
oh, it was the Texas border.
Yeah, the Texas border.
Okay.
It's like times 20 when it comes to like that kind of stuff out that way, even though it's kind of, it could be bad crossing to Tijuana.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a pretty big story and a lot of stuff going on. FBI is involved. They're trying to find out.
So what's
out who
the city in Texas that you would cross to? Jalisco?
I'm not even sure.
So now, if you guys want to live on the ocean, you can live on a cruise ship for $30,000 per year.
That's what?
Would you consider that?
Yeah, I want to do that.
It says a cruise company is launching a 3-year, 130,000-mile Escape Your Daily Life cruise for a relatively affordable $30,000 per person year. Let's let the first round of people do it. I don't want to be the test dummies.
Listen, I get my little stateroom, and I get to get off and go to different ports and stuff and, like, get off. What? That's a dream come true. Can my dog
I
come?
Don't know, dude. I don't like being the first person to do something.
Let's do that.
Because a lot of errors happen.
Errors.
We're gonna be on literally the ocean. What if?
Yes.
Give me
some Wi-Fi.
That's the thing.
I get to eat,
dude,
and all the dining.
Remember, we paid for Wi-Fi and it still didn't work on our cruise ship.
We got the base package. We should have got the premium.
We did. We got the best Wi-Fi that you could pay for. It didn't work.
I remember something like that, but yeah, being in a cruise ship room that's like the size of a shower, but still.
So how would you feel? Okay, listen to this. So this was somebody was texted this on Hinge. And
what's
is
Hinge?
This too direct? Hinge is like a dating site that people use.
Unhinged?
No, it's called Hinge. So the person texted them after the date. They said, "Hey, thank you for dinner. I had a great time tonight, but I'm not sure I see the spark I was hoping for initially. I think it's better if we try our luck with other people. I'd hate to waste either of our time." I think that's really, like, respectful.
That's pretty formal and, like, hey, like, I have fun, but, you know, see you never.
So people are, like, debating, like, would you rather get a direct text or would you just rather get ghosted? It's like, this person says, I'd rather get a text like this to spend the next 2 weeks wondering if they've lost interest.
Yeah. That person was very professional
about
it.
Yeah, very professional. So
that's the way to go about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, be direct, honestly. Like,
was it the male or a female?
It was a guy that said that to a girl.
It just sounds wrong because it's a guy.
No,
the girl.
The girl was like, that's fine.
Yeah.
But, okay, so scientists are reincarnating the woolly mammoth, and it's set to return in just 4 years. Why? Why? Why do we need the woolly mammoth again?
Next is going to be the saber tooth.
Dude, right.
It's going to, we're going to bring back a caveman. Might as well
literally.
Bring back a caveman.
And the FDA rejected Musk's bid to test brain chip implants in humans.
They ain't messing with Musk right now. That
Why would we want to implant a brain chip into our brains?
He's going to hotwire your brain and unlock your secret powers, and you're going to be airbending and freaking mastering your chakras, and you're going to have ki.
Dude, the
like
fact
Dragon Ball
that
Z.
People even get brain surgery still blows my mind.
They can do it robotically, too. The scientist can be at home, like over Zoom, and he can open up your heart and do surgery.
I had a teacher. She was an English teacher. She was super cool. In the middle of our semester, she had to get brain surgery because she had brain cancer.
That's wild.
And she came back and she had like a like a scar, and it was just, it was so mind-boggling. I'm like,
she came back speaking quantum physics.
It was just so crazy to me that you can get surgery on your brain.
That's pretty creepy.
Like, that's so scary.
Yeah.
I mean, I know people get plastic surgery, but even that is, like, scary in its sense.
Cut you
like,
open.
Yeah, like, whoa. That just blows my mind.
Yeah.
So I really didn't have much of any stories. This was kind of just like a get catching back into it, catch up. And, you know.
No mustard.
Shut up. DJ Mustard. Yes, I'm not even going to say anything about.
About what?
No, I'm not even going to say that. Go ahead. I'm done talking, though.
Anyways, though, guys, I would like to say thank you all for listening and tuning in and
yes.
joining us on this beautiful morning. I would like to say thank you once again, and we'll see you guys soon on the next one.
Yes, make sure you subscribe and turn on your post notifications, and we will see you next video. Bye.
Peace.